From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, the U.S. military fired on a car carrying a freed Italian hostage, killing an Italian intelligence officer. The former hostage, journalist Giuliana Screna, was wounded in the shooting. She writes for the Italian daily newspaper Il Manifesto and had just been released after being held for 4 weeks by insurgents. She was being taken to a U.S. military base near Baghdad International Airport, accompanied by security agents, and their car was approaching a checkpoint when the shooting took place. The White House has issued a statement saying, in part, "We regret the loss of life." NPR's Sylvia Pajoli joins us from Rome. And Sylvia, the U.S. military says this vehicle was approaching the roadblock at a high speed, that American troops attempted to make it stop by waving, flashing white lights, and firing warning shots. What's the response from the Italian government?
Well, a very somber Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi held a press conference this evening, but he did not comment on the statements coming out of Washington. But Giuliana Sgrena's partner, Pier Scolari, told reporters before he left for Baghdad, that the suggestion that the car was going too fast is ridiculous. He pointed out, as did several other Italian reporters who've been posted in Baghdad, that any car driving from Baghdad City to the airport has to go fast. In fact, they all claim that still today, the coalition troops in Iraq have been unable to secure that road, which is known locally as the Road of Death. And besides, commentators here said the three Secret Service agents who were accompanying Giuliana Sgrena were all Baghdad veterans. They had been involved in negotiations for the release of previous Italian hostages, so they knew very well the rules of the road.
Now, the Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, didn't speak to the direct comments from Washington, but he did have comments to say about what had happened. He summoned the U.S. ambassador for an explanation. What else did he have to say tonight?
Well, first of all, he expressed dismay that Italians' collective joy for Giuliana Sgrena's release was transformed into deep sorrow for the death of the Secret Service agent Nicola Calipari. He said that Calipari had acted very valorously as he tried to shield Sgrena with his body. Giuliana Sgrena was slightly injured by shrapnel in the shoulder. She's in an American hospital and she's undergone surgery. Then Berlusconi said, given that the fire came from an American source, I called in the American ambassador. He said, I believe we must have an explanation for such a serious incident for which someone must take responsibility. So the tone and the words seemed to signal a possible diplomatic incident.
We mentioned that Giuliana Sgrena had been held captive for about a month. Has there been a lot of coverage in Italy of both her captivity and then today of her release?
There was a huge coverage, and there's been a huge mobilization for Giuliana Sgrena from the entire Italian political spectrum. For the last several weeks, the offices of her newspaper in Manifesto were visited by leaders of all the political parties from the government and from the opposition. And tens of thousands of Italians took part in rallies and candlelit vigils and concerts to appeal for her release. But it wasn't just Italians who mobilized. Giuliana is a very well-known Middle East correspondent who's written many books, especially on women in the Islamic world, and Algerian and other Arab women sent messages of solidarity and appeals for her release. And even the reporters of the Arab TV network Al Jazeera issued a formal appeal for her. So several analysts here believe that it was this very widespread mobilization for Sgrena that helped set her free.
And briefly, Sylvia, immediate response now to the shooting that came just after her release?
Well, I think there'll be a very wide consensus here that it was a very bad thing, and it's going to increase, I think, Italian opposition to the war. You know that this country was always very much opposed to the Italian participation in sending troops there. It's going to be tough for Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and it could become a campaign issue in the lead up to important regional elections next month.
Thanks, Sylvia. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli in Rome.